Let's talk again about that February 27 memo, Mr. Secretary, from OMB regarding agency responsibilities in the event of sequestration. It states that agencies must be guided by the principles of protecting the agency's core mission to serve the public to the greatest extent practical. Wouldn't you agree that providing the essential inspection services that protect public health and provide wholesome and affordable food is consistent with that directive?
It is, Mr. Chairman, so long as there's adequate appropriations to provide that assistance. And that's the problem. The sequester, the way it's structured, requires every account to be reduced by the same percentage amount. And in the food safety area, there are very few accounts. 87% of the budget is frontline inspectors and the support system for those frontline inspectors. We have a limited period of time in which to implement the sequester, 6-7 months. The impact of it is basically 10-12% of our remaining budget. And no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, there is nothing you can do without impacting the frontline inspectors. You don't have the luxury, as you do in normal circumstances, of transferring money because there is no money to transfer. And based the way that the sequester is structured. So I agree with you. The inspections are very, very important, and we will do everything we can to minimize the disruption. But I have to be truthful with this committee that based on the way the sequester is structured, it will impact food inspection.
But you will, Mr. Secretary, utilize the maximum flexibility you have. I mean, you have substantial inspectors in plants all over the country, plants that work on different hour schedules. The odds that we would furlough every inspector on the same day are rather minuscule, correct?
Well, the problem, Mr. Chair, is that it's not just a circumstance of flexibility in terms of the facilities. There are over 6,263 facilities. And the reality is that you have to be careful about how you structure this because some facilities are actually dependent upon the work of other facilities. And we're now seeing some of these facilities actually reducing their hours because of the overall economy. So it's a complicated process that we have to go through to determine how and under what circumstances. Plus, this is not just something I can determine by myself. There are requirements to bargain with the union that represents the inspectors in terms of the sequencing and the structure of the sequester and how it's implemented. So it's extraordinarily complicated.
So if the Sequester Act trumps the Food Safety Act, which is basically what you're saying, do your union labor agreements trump the Sequester Act?
No, Mr. Chair. The way I see this is the Food Safety Inspection Act requires companies that want to sell meat, processed pork, whatever, to have those items inspected before they can sell them to customers. The law also requires that the companies cannot privatize, if you will, that inspection service. It has to be done by USDA officials, USDA employees. That is subject, obviously, to having the resources and the appropriation to be able to pay for those inspections because you have anti-deficiency issues. So it's not a matter of trumping. It's just a matter of the sequencing of this is such that if you don't have the money to pay for people, you can't have people on the line. And that's candidly where we are.
So in the circumstance you've described, it would sound that there are things that obligate you not to begin immediate furloughs. How far down the road is it before those issues will be sorted out?
It's a fair question.
Or whatever.
This week we will send out notices to the union representatives that furlough is possible. And one of the challenges is that not every one of our workers in this particular area has email. So we actually have to hand deliver a letter or a written notification to those employees. That has to be followed up under the agreement with oral conferences that have to take place for any employee who requests an oral conference. That will be done at the local level by local or regional supervisors. So we are looking at a several-month period, if you will, before a furlough could be implemented, assuming that we can negotiate with the unions a process, I obviously don't know what those negotiations will take place, but I'm assuming that we will be able to get to a resolution of how and under what circumstances. So the industry will have some notice of what will actually happen, which we hope will be able to some extent, a minimal extent, avoid the disruption that's going to occur.
So, Secretary, could your lawyers down at the department, we're going to get questions as members and as a committee as a whole about how all this works. Could your lawyers provide us with a legal background on how they make their decisions on what takes priority over what so that we can understand what's going on?
Sure. I think Senator Grassley requested, and a number of members of the Senate requested it, an evaluation, which I think we're furnishing today or tomorrow, and we'd be more than happy to furnish that to the committee.